Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Thursday, September 7th, 2017. Fires are raging in the West and may in part have been started by a teenager. And in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a Frankish saint who escaped his murderous uncle. An update on the tropical weather situation, and President Trump cut a deal with Democrats to raise the debt ceiling. Looking out west, CNN reports that fires on the Eagle Creek Trail west of Portland in Oregon have merged with another fire, and together 31,000 acres have burned, causing the evacuations of hundreds of residents. It is believed that the Eagle Creek Trail fire was started by a 15-year-old boy from Vancouver, Washington, who has been identified but whose name is not being released. The boy, along with a group of friends, had been playing with firecrackers. No charges have been filed as of yet, and Oregon State Police Captain Bill Fugate said that the ongoing investigation will reveal whether the fire was the result of arson, negligence, or reckless behavior. Today's quote of the day comes from Hans Urs von Balthasar. What you are is God's gift to you. What you become is your gift to God. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Cloud. You're listening to Crusade News.
You've all heard the expression, he'd give you the shirt off his back. Well, if that shirt was a King Dude original, it'd actually have meaning and not be something Huma Abedin says about Hillary. My latest includes Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal and the Mike Church Show 25th Anniversary Tee and Polo shirt. And I've got you covered in sizes small through 4X Fat Bastard. Update your sartorial stash today by browsing to mikechurch.com/shirts, and I'll throw in a freebie from our out-of-print bin. Your King Dude haberdashery awaits at mikechurch.com/shirts or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Clodoald was the son of King Clodomer of Orléans and his wife, Gunthéud. He was raised by his grandmother, St. Clotilde, and was able, unlike his brothers, to escape the murderous machinations of his uncle Clotaire I by escaping to Provence. He renounced his claim to the throne and lived as a hermit and disciple of St. Severinus of Noricum. Renowned for his gifts of counsel and healing, he later returned to Paris, was ordained a priest at 29, and served the church until his death in 560. St. Cloud, pray for us. And now an update on Hurricane Irma. As of 8 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time this morning, Irma's maximum sustained wind speed had dropped slightly to 180 miles per hour, and the eye of the storm was moving west-northwestward off the northern coast of Hispaniola at 17 miles per hour, headed for the Turk and Caicos Islands. It is still too early to tell where in Florida Irma might make landfall, but as of now, the entirety of the Florida Peninsula still lies within the forecast cone. The latest models do show a slight tracking to the east, but the enormity and strength of the storm still portend an impact upon the state of Florida. The question is how much and in what localities. Hurricane Jose is a strong Category 1 hurricane with winds of 90 miles per hour this morning, now situated 815 miles east of the Lesser Antilles and moving west-northwest at 18 miles per hour. Hurricane Katia is still headed for the east coast of Mexico with maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour. Landfall is expected around 1 a.m. Saturday morning. Looking now to politics, Fox News reports that President Trump displayed his penchant for deal-making and an independent streak yesterday when he conceded a raising of the federal debt ceiling to the Democrats to fund the government for the next 3 months in return for securing the necessary funds to provide relief for those affected by Hurricane Harvey. The president was pleased.
Great meeting with Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and the whole Republican leadership group. And I'll tell you what, we walked out of there and everybody was happy.
So was Senator Chuck Schumer.
Today was a good day in a generally very partisan town.
But Senator Paul Ryan, not so much.
We've got all this devastation in Texas. We've got another unprecedented hurricane about to hit Florida. And they want to play politics with a debt ceiling?
In this Celestial Musings, Todd Starnes reports that the Cedartown Middle School in Georgia has, rightly, earned criticism for a school lesson in which a teacher presented her students with a poem that goes something like this. God is like a mythical creature, a unicorn with silver blood. If you drink the blood, you will live forever. It makes a good story in a book, like Harry Potter. Thanks to Brandon Fichter for the use of his Unicorns of Silverpath music. As for the poem, it gets much worse. But due to time constraints, I'll save the rest for the noon newscast. Suffice it to say, I suppose the new rule is, leave God out of schools unless your aim is to mock him and destroy children's faith in him. The school district, to their credit, has apologized and have said that they were referring to Greek gods, but that they could see how this could have been misinterpreted and taken out of context. Yeah, right. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.